Welcome back to Life Saving Ministries. I'm Dr. John Paul, along with Minister Linda. Do you keep in your conscious remembrance at all times what a wonderful Savior He is? In Ecclesiastes 12:1, it says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Let's begin our session today with a special selection of music by Donna Robertson as she sings, "What a Wonderful Savior."
That wonderful Savior who makes the stars all shine, who fashioned the mountains to reach to the sky, who brings each tomorrow, wonderful Savior who made the blue sky, who makes the rain to fall when the earth is dry. He loved the world so much, He gave His life so
Saving Ministries. I'm Minister Linda along with Dr. John Paul. Today we're talking about deference versus offensiveness. Deference means esteeming the needs of others higher than our own. It means walking in the priority of God's love, which is Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. Deference requires a self-sacrificing love, self-denial. We are not to offend, lash out, or disrespect others. An ungrateful attitude is an attitude that births offensiveness. Ungratefulness births disrespect for the Almighty God, destruction, and spiritual death, for it comes up against the Creator. It has a voice that comes up against all that He has done, is doing, and He is about to do for you. We are called to exhort, support, uplift, and encourage others. We pay deference to that wonderful Savior when we give reference, reverence and preference unto Christ Jesus. We are to feel respect for and to show deference to, reverencing. That's what they call fear. Fear means reverencing the Lord, asking yourself, everything you say and do and wherever you go, is it all about Jesus or is it all about self? We are to abstain from the very appearance of evil. That is a commandment of God. We are to give thanks in all things, never ceasing to give thanks. When we offend another, we are in violation of God's character quality of deference. We must first pay reference to Christ, esteeming truth, the living word, Jesus Christ, as our number one priority, not our last resort. Ephesians 5:2 says, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Psalm 107:21 and 22 says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." Proverbs 24:19 says, "Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious of the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out." In paying deference to God, there are seven abominations that we must restrain, abstain, and constrain ourselves, paying deference to the Lord our Savior. And I'm going to cover those seven abominations here that's found in Proverbs 6:16-19. "These things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren." When you sow discord among the brethren, you are creating an offense in the environment, and it is an abomination unto God. We must pay deference to Christ, esteeming the truth, the living word, Jesus Christ, as our number one priority, as I said, and not our last resort. He wants the first fruits from our very being. Romans 12:1-2 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We must deny self, becoming selfless, no longer selfish. We must give deference, reference, reverence, and preference, like I said, unto Jesus Christ, in order to make a difference. One mind, one body, one spirit, one heart at a time. We're called to make a difference. We're called to be atmosphere changers. We must be willing to let go and forego our natural inclinations by sieving our every action, word, and deed through the eyes and heart of God, choosing to walk in the divine love, nature, and character of Christ. We must be a faithful, obedient servant in order for others to see Jesus in us, no matter what we are doing or where we are. On his way to the cross, Christ paid deference unto all humanity, for when he was on the cross, we were on his mind. Hebrews 12:1-2 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For who the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right-hand throne of God." Remember, we're here on Life-Saving Ministries, here on Real Talk Radio 93.3. Two verses that I just read from you, Hebrews 12:1-2. These two verses are an exaltation to faith and godliness. Christ was our inspiring example. We are commanded to forsake sin and the hindrances of the world. We are to persevere, letting go of all the past besetting sins, spiritually progressing as we run the Christian race. We were Christ's joy as he endured the cross. He esteemed the needs of humanity higher than the needs of his own as he made his way to the cross and gave his life for us. What are you willing to do to maintain the cause of Christ no matter the cost? Are you willing to esteem the needs of others higher than your own? Here's an acrostic for deference. Dedicating our eternal faith in our eternal Redeemer, esteeming others' needs higher than our own through Christ eternal. Are you willing to pay deference unto the Lord God Almighty? Provocation stirs strife and bursts wrath. Proverbs 29:22 says, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. If you know something is offensive to another, why would you choose to be provocative and continue your same actions, words, and deeds? We are to pay respect and honor unto God and our neighbors. We must be polite, cordial, hospitable, and respectable at all times. Many times it requires a lip sacrifice, restraint, constraint, and self-control. Whatever offends another must be cut off and severed from our lives. Matthew 5:29-30 says, and if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it out from thee. For if it is profitable that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it's profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. We are to be a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. If we have an ought with another, we are to go to them in meekness, humbleness, and loving kindness, so that the ought can be reconciled, so that we can be brought back into harmony with God and man. We must look at others through the eyes and heart of God, seeing their potentiality and creativity intended by God. We must help them to achieve salvation, operating through loving kindness and gentle persuasion. Be ye not defensive, taking offense to everything one says or does. Invoke patience, tolerance, forbearance, long-suffering, and compassion. This requires being positive, turning the negative to positive, allowing them to see Jesus in and through your every move you make, every step you take, and every word you speak. There should be no disrespect or indifference on your part. Offensiveness breeds disrespect, bitterness, and hatred. We do not always have to have a comeback, which creates a setback in communications and relationships. Remember, Christ did not say a mumbling word. We must learn to tame the tongue, which is impossible without the love of God. If you're just tuning in, this is Life Saving Ministries with Sister Linda and Pastor John Paul. Great in projection, projecting blame on another to take the spotlight off of self. This is a form of condemnation. We must be in passionate pursuit of peace, which requires us to be in passionate pursuit of Christ with our every action, word, and deed. We are Christ's reputation. We are ambassadors for Christ. Will you be a stumbling block or a stepping stone so that they might come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? We pay deference to our God and King when we pay deference unto others. We do this by loving God wholeheartedly and our neighbor as ourselves. We pay deference by following the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We must remember, whatever we do unto God's people, we do unto him. When we operate in deference, there will be no more blame game, excusing, rationalizing, and compromising. We must shun the very appearance of evil unless we become a stumbling block. We're called to esteem, exalt, exhort, and encourage.
Before we proceed with Linda's message, I'd like for you to listen to this special selection of music by Pastor Bobby Keys, Lest There Be Peace in the Valley.
Oh, we're long tired and so weary, but I must travel on. Here the Lord comes and calls me away. And the night
psalm was written with deference and respect due unto God. Psalm 23, are you willing to make a decision to make God your good shepherd, your great shepherd, and your chief shepherd, paying deference to him for what he done on the cross? He loves us first, and we love him back. Psalm 23, the first line says, the Lord is my shepherd. That's relationship. His love is a reciprocating love. He loved us first, we love him first, and we love others second and ourselves last. I shall not want. That's supply. His grace is sufficient to meet our every need. He supplies our every need. He is our storehouse. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He wants us to rest and be found resting, R-E-S-T, resting upon the eternal salvation truths of God. He leads me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. That's renewing of the mind. He restores my soul. That's healing through his divine anointed healing power. That's Jehovah Rapha in action. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. That's guidance, holding on to the Holy Spirit, abiding. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. For his name's sake, that's purpose. Our purpose is to be the reputation of Christ, that God will be glorified through us, that others might see Jesus in and through us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, that's testing. Testing, trials, and tribulations burst the transformation. I will fear no evil. That's protection. He is our divine protection from the enemy of our soul. For you are with me. That's faithfulness. Our activated now know-so faithfulness activates God's faithfulness unto us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. The word disciples and disciplines us, revealing the error of our ways. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's hope. He is the anchor of our soul. You anoint my head with oil. That's consecration. Consecration is when you set aside yourself for the Lord. My cup runneth over with abundance. He's the great I am, the God who can do above abundantly and exceedingly what you can ever apprehend or comprehend. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's blessing. God says that if we abide in him and he in us, we will receive the promised blessings that he has for the saved. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security. He is our security blanket. Forever, that's eternity. Eternal, everlasting life. He takes us from hopeless, held hostage in the bondage of sin, and brings us into spiritual freedom by his extended hand of mercy and grace.
Now I'd like for you to listen to a short part of the special music from Sister Nita Key, So Much to Thank Him For.
Sunday here on 93.3. We're Life Saving Ministries. I'm Minister Linda along with Dr. John Paul. I want people to see Jesus in me.
To see Jesus in me. I want the people to see Jesus in me. able to see Jesus in me. When I go to church on Sunday, when I go to work on Monday, when I come home at the ending of day, I want to lift up Jesus' name. I want to always be the same, a faithful servant. I want Jesus to save. When I walk down the street to the people that I meet, I want to shine with the light of His love. The Holy Spirit I want to feel. To the people I want to be real and point others to heaven above. I want the people to see Jesus in me. I want the people to see Jesus in me. And I want to be all God wants me to be. I want the people to see Jesus in me. In the things I do, in the words I say, in the songs I sing, dear Lord, I pray every day. I want the people to see Jesus in me. I want the people to see Jesus in me. And I want to be all God wants me to be. I want the people to see Jesus in me. I want the people to see Jesus in me.
Until next week, we ask God to bless you in many ways as we will return at 3 to 4 o'clock p.m. with another special message from the Lord from His Word. May you be blessed. Have a great week ahead. In Jesus' name we pray that. Amen.